This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. Now, we're going to be talking about this next story, and specifically it's about Germans and money. So we thought it'd be appropriate to play you the German version of the song.
Money, money, money.
I'm sure that surprised you if you wanted to sing along.
Right, yeah. And so this is the interesting part of the story. So in Berlin, there is a Saving History of a German Virtue exhibition that basically seeks to uncover why saving money is central to most Germans' lives, even in times of historically low interest rates.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently this German habit of saving money is so entrenched that it has very much come to define the national character. And this exhibition is essentially is hoping to spark a debate about whether or not this obsession is healthy. Apparently in Germany, everyone takes it for granted that they should save, both privately and also on a state level. And the idea of making sure, you know, that you stay in the black, that's seen as a goal that's worth striving for at all costs. And it's really, really stuck to.
Yeah. And what's also interesting, I guess, it includes, you know, in this exhibition, media coverage that reflects the anger towards the unyielding German obsession of fiscal discipline. And, you know, while many will readily admit that belt tightening and putting off enjoying the fruits of one's labor are German specific traits, it's also interesting to look at the culture behind it, the history, even dialing back all the way to times of war, especially.
Yep, that's right. I mean, in this museum, it's got everything. Like you said, it's got some media footage all the way down to things like saving boxes, money socks, piggy banks from every era, you know, since the foundation of the German nation in 1871. All that is on display in the exhibition. So now, I was wondering, when they did mention, so you have piggy banks from every era, for us, when it comes to saving, I don't think we do very well on that account.
Just Malaysians in general, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is our attitude towards money? What is our attitude towards keeping things on the black? Just the notion of how you manage your expenses, how do you make sense of the existing loans and debts that are in your hands?
Yeah, but and just I guess, you know, fiscal responsibility, financial savvy, how good we are. But, you know, I think very few of us can say that we didn't have that camel piggy bank.
No, that's right. The piggy bank was...
the camel bank.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Oh, the piggy and the camel. There's a lot of them you're growing up. So, of course, trying to take a look at this story, it makes us wonder about our own habits here in Malaysia. We're going to be speaking to Nirmala Subramaniam from the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency shortly after this. So stay tuned to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition. And earlier we were talking about a particular exhibition in Berlin that takes a look at, I guess, essentially the German habit of saving money, about fiscal discipline, and taking a look at its cultural and historical aspects as well.
Yeah, well, and their tendency to save. In fact, there was this tagline that was really, really popular back in the day, apparently, and it was used by a major electronics retailer for several years. Thriftiness is saving. Sexy, is what that tagline was. I mean, if you think about, if you had an image of whatever that image is, right, in your mind of thriftiness, I think sexy is probably the last word.
It doesn't come very close. But, you know, if you're pushing out this idea and this attitude, I mean, you know, especially at a young age where your minds are quite impressionable, you know, it can turn into something that, you know what, it's just part of our identity.
Really? Sexy, stingy?
Well, you never know. Well, we're going to find out, I guess, the Malaysian perspective about, I guess, frugal ideas. Joining us on the line is Nirmala Subramaniam. She's the manager at the Financial Education Department of AKPK. That's the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency. Nirmala, thank you very much for being with us on the program. And I guess being too frugal is apparently a problem in Germany. Are we seeing the same problem here in Malaysia? What's your experience been like?
Not really, actually, because people who come here are with financial problems, so it's more of being overspending. But personally, no, I have not come across anybody who is, I would consider them as extreme thrifty, actually.
Right. And do you have an idea, at what point is being frugal actually a bad thing?
Yeah, if it's extreme stage, we call excessive frugality, then definitely it could even be considered as a disorder. That means you are not spending at all, or you are over-saving, over-cautious. That's not good to the economy. Also, because if you don't spend, you don't spur the economy. So anything excessive is definitely not right.
Right, and it's not good for the economy, and I guess to some degree, it's not good for ourselves. Let's focus on the latter. How is it bad for us?
The impact is, if you're too frugal, is what are you doing with your money then? Are you just like keeping it aside, or are you not investing in anything that... We can't say that all spendings are bad, you know, because we do spend things to upgrade ourselves, to give ourselves experience, to purchase our necessities. So it depends on being frugal to what extent. If it's to the extent of like you don't eat and you want to save money, then it's not good for your health. So that kind of impact will definitely cause more expenses than, or you're being too frugal, you don't even want to take a break, then it could even lead to stress. And stress could lead to health problems. So the impact is more about like being balanced, actually.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine so. But can we just go back to where you said spending isn't necessarily a bad thing? I'm just interested in that aspect of it. Surprisingly, could you elaborate on that?
If I'm spending on something to increase my knowledge, then I am upgrading myself. If I'm spending something for my health, I have to take care of my health. So it all depends on what are you spending for and can you really afford it. So that's where we say, even we don't consider borrowing as bad, because you will be, probably be borrowing to buy a property. So that's a productive loan because you're increasing your net worth. But what matters is it within your affordability? So spending is not bad as long as it's something that we can afford to pay for.
So, Nirmala, I guess the right way forward is to find that, you know, as you mentioned, balance between how we spend and how we save money.
Definitely, we need to save because emergencies could happen. I need to save for the rainy days. But when we consider of wealth building, then it has to be in investment. So when we talk about saving, saving is a practice, is an indiscipline, but it will not actually increase your wealth. Once we have secured a certain amount for our emergency, the rest has to be invested because that's the only way we can actually beat inflation and grow our wealth. We should not be focusing all our funds into saving. It's not going to grow because we can't beat inflation with saving. If you just put one ringgit in your saving box and 10 years down the road, you take out the one ringgit. You can't use it as one ringgit. So you have to invest in places that would give you returns higher than the inflation rate. So then only your wealth would grow.
Well, Nirmala, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Nirmala Subramaniam, manager at the Financial Education Department of AKPK. We have Nirmala on quite regularly on the program. And every time I listen to some of her very, very fair and, basic observations about, the essentials of why we need to save money at what amount, and and it's you always kind of need a reminder, because I would like to think that I've gotten better at saving.
And have you?
Not really. And it's been a real challenge for the past 10-15 years just to have that habit. And I know it can be developed and trained.
Also they say.
Yeah. So I'd like to think that it's improving year on year.
Okay, if you say so, Ezra.
We've got more music coming up on the Evening Edition. Stay tuned to BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.